The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's selections in a series called True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Levy. Veteran True False director Robert Greene's new film, Kate Plays Christine, tells the story of Christine Chubbuck, a Florida newswoman who committed suicide on live TV in the 1970s. Greene follows actress Kate Scheele as she tries to dig up more information about Chubbuck's life in order to play her. KBIA's Emerald O'Brien talked to Greene about how the film's techniques raise questions about performance, empathy, and a struggle to understand human nature.
So how did you decide that the best way to tell Christine's story was to watch an actress play her?
So Kate is an old friend of mine, and we've been trying to work together in various ways for years. And so the title of the movie, Kate Plays Christine, came with the concept. It was almost like a one full thing, you know, like I'll have Kate do this and what I'll do is I'll watch her as she tries to process this story and process as a thoughtful person. Kate's one of the most thoughtful people I know. So I knew that having her sort of work through this, not only to create a character, but also as a human being would be, you know, the thing. But, or it would be the thing that would, you know, it would speak to the reason why I couldn't leave my mind for many years, you know, that would be the way into it. But it continued to develop sort of over the months and the basically a year between the conception of the idea and the filming of the idea, and then even through the filming, it's a conceptual film in some ways because it has a concept to start. But it was important that we discovered something, just like any documentary would, as we were making it. So the idea really developed through both the production process and even the editing process. It kept developing and developing until we got to where we were.
So you have a pretty significant interest in how people act in front of the camera and how they act off the camera. And this film plays a lot with that and blurring those lines. So how did that interest serve you when you were making this film?
For this film particularly, I really wanted it to be – I wanted the question of whether she was acting or not. Now, it's a documentary. You put an actor – in a documentary, the audience will immediately start reading into everything Kate does as a performance. Now, Kate is incredibly in control of her performance in this film. She is absolutely giving a performance. She is an artist who is manifesting a version of herself and a version of this person going through this thing. And that doesn't mean she's not actually going through it. It just means she's also manifesting it at the same time. But in this film, those questions are meant to be starting places, not endpoints. If you watch this film and the only thing you take away from it is, I didn't know what was real and what wasn't, it's a failure. If we use that question of what is real and what is not, what is acting and what is authentic, and that drives you into the psychology of the story, so you get into Kate's head, and then by extension you try to get into Christine Chubbuck's head, and you think about what it means to have been to be Kate and what it means to have been Christine, then that can work. You know, that's the goal. The goal is to use that question, what's acting, what's not, as a driver into the story.
That was filmmaker Robert Greene talking about his film Kate Plays Christine with KBIA's Emerald O'Brien. To find all of our True False conversations, go to KBIA.org and search True False. I'm Ryan Levy.